This, I remember this one, where the parcel is right inside the middle of the other parcel. So this one is taxed separately than this one.
I thought you were saying that one is included into the bigger one.
There's two separate parcel numbers. I remember that from the last time they met before us. But what he is saying is that he's taxed for all of that within this parcel.
I get what you're saying now, because that's $768,000.
That's what he's saying.
I got you now.
I guess conversely, had I included the other parcel, that total would have been almost $5.1 million, and then I would have just been, I wouldn't have, obviously, had I appealed that, I wouldn't have taken that off, and the value requested for both parcels would have been the 4.6 in round numbers that you see on the income approach. Or 4.26.
So can I ask the assessor a question?
Go ahead.
So Susan, when I'm looking at what he's doing, he's saying the small parcel there has the $768,000 value, which he's deducting. But the other parcel, the large parcel that encompassed that, doesn't have a commercial part to it. When you look on the beacon, there's nothing under the commercial improvements for the land. So what he's saying is that number encompasses all of it.
The reason that's cut out is that's all the land underneath all of that. That's right. What that little parcel means. It's just a way of denoting the fact that they're only paying for the improvements.
Okay.
And the little square is just representing the actual bare land underneath it. That's all that is.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's why he has deducted that off his valuation. I understand why he's doing it.
Are you saying that should be included?
He's still being taxed on it. It's just on a different tax parcel. Can we see the P-Val for the larger one? Because that's the one that has the 4.3. And I think your impact card showed 4.6, was it?
Yeah.
So we're showing it at $300,000 less currently.
Than his impact notice, yeah.
Yes.
But that's because of the countywide decrease, right? Yeah. This is down to 326.
So the State Tax Commission wants the commercial index to be 2.58 for them and everyone commercial. And I made it 2.4.
Okay. So it's 2.4.
So when the cards went out, that was the index on the cards. It was 2.58.
Okay, do we need any more time or effort to look at this right now, or do you want to make a motion on it? Jack, do you have anything else? Obviously, you've provided the information here.
Are there any closer comps? Would be my, and then I'll
look. Yeah, I couldn't hear what's being discussed, but yeah, basically.
Are there any closer comps?
There are parcels to pick this up, and I
ask him. Jack, I'm going to have one of our panel members has a question.
So the comps that you provided, I think you said those were from CapStar. Is that where you said you got your comps?
Can you hear her?
No.
Sorry. The comps that you provided, look to be all over Missouri, do you have any that are actually in Taney County?
think so.
Because everything we're looking at, Joplin, Nevada, St. Louis, I mean, they're not areas that really compare to ours.
Well, yeah, but department stores are department stores. They're not unique to any one particular area. So.
Well, the traffic would be different depending on where it is. But again, my question is, do you have or could you provide anything within our county or the next county over?
Stone or Taney, you mean?
Stone.
Or Christian.
Christian.
They do have one in Springfield. On
I
there.
Saw the one in Springfield. That's, yeah, it's. And we could allow you the time to.
I don't know that they're in this list, but I can certainly look and send an email back later today.
You want to keep it on the 25th?
I would make a motion to keep you on the 25th to allow you the opportunity to get that information turned in for us to review.
All right, that's basically to table it until the 25th. Is that what time?
One forty-five.
Okay, I'm not saying we're going to call exactly at 1:45, but we will try to give you some warning.
Okay.
It might be any time in that afternoon or earlier. Sometimes we get through our morning. It's the 25th, a Monday, or is that a?
Friday.
Oh, it's a Friday. So. But is it? We start in the morning. Okay, we might call you late. We might call you later in the morning. Is what I wanted to get to.
Yeah, if you could just maybe send an email.
Yes. All right, we'll do that.
Let me know that it might be at 11 versus 1:45
or whatever. Just so I have a little bit of a heads up. I want to make sure that I'm at my desk. So. Okay, as to BOE 522, I'd make a motion we table it to 7:25 at 1:45. It may have already been. It may be double. Double tabled here, but we're going to put it at that time, allow the taxpayer to provide some additional information. All right, we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, take care now. Bye.
Okay, I got a motion. Is there a second?
I seconded it.
Second. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's tabled. I'll try BOE 393 one more time. Probably nothing.
Please leave your message for
Eddie, this is David Akers again. We tried several times yesterday and today. Taney County BOE, we'd like to take up your lodge. I think you're trying to get a classification change. Happy to try to help you, but I need you to answer the phone. If you'd let us know something, call into the clerk's office, and we'll try to get you scheduled on the correct time. We do not meet tomorrow, but we'll put you on Thursday's docket and try to call you again. Thank you. Make a motion to table BOE 393 till Thursday at what time? One?
Yeah.
At one.
Thursday at one.
Set. All right. Have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. It is tabled. Do we have anything else to do today?
Do you need to give that PRC that I handed you for the Hannahs to Stephanie or?
PRC.
You called her and made a ruling, but I just didn't know if you needed to hand that over to.
Which one was it?
The one in your hand, the PRC for Melissa Hannah.
Oh, this was Hannah.
Just shows their new value.
Let me pass that down. Okay, do we need to do anything else today, guys?
She said she'd take it.
She said
we could just make the decision and send it to her. So. Okay. Anything else? All right. BOE will be in recess till Thursday at 9. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you guys that I may have to go. I may have to be at a court.